This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me for the first time is Allison Abel. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Carlos. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. Thanks
good,
for joining
good.
Us and filling in for Ashley. So what do we got going on, Allison, to kick off our Friday?
Yeah, we have some great events happening in Waco this weekend. The first one is going to be the Brazos River Rib Fest 2016. We've had this event last year, and it was a great success. It's actually going to be starting on Friday the 15th and running through the weekend. It's presented by Bud Light, and it's going to be at McLean Stadium. Ribmasters from across the country are actually going to come in and compete for best ribs. So there's going to be lots of places from all around Texas. And there's also going to be live music, games, and inflatables, lots of fun for the kids. It is a free event to attend. Obviously, you're going to have to pay for those ribs.
Oh, man.
but it's going to be kind of running all day at McLean Stadium.
And after you get your plate of ribs, you can head over to Brazos Park East to check out the Texas State Disc Golf Championship. And that's going to be a lot of fun. This is the highest level of disc golf has to offer. So if you're interested in, if you play disc golf or you're just interested in checking it out, I would do that. That's going to, start today and run throughout the weekend. But that's not all there is to do, right, Allison? We got a lot going on this weekend.
On Saturday, we're going to have the Caladium Bulb Sale, and it costs $12 for a bag of 10 bulbs. It's going to be happening from 9 to 3 at the Fort House, which is on 4th Street. And all those proceeds are going to benefit some of the historic Waco homes.
And there's also the Heart of Texas March for Babies. So, you could walk as an individual or, part of a team and, you could just make donations to the March of Dimes. And that starts 8 a.m. Saturday. And it'll be a nice way to get your Saturday rolling.
Sure, sure. And another great event we have on Saturday, we're going to have Dan Durrani coming in. He's a guest speaker and going to be talking about his life living with Asperger's, as well as how to help students and children who also suffer from Asperger's as well. It's going to be hosted at the ESC Region 12 from 8:30 until 3, and that's going to be free. So make sure you register for that event with the ESC Region 12.
And there's a real interesting event going on Saturday, too. It's Introduction to Proposal Writing. So if you want to take a class that gives you a little bit of an overview on how a 501c3 might write a standard project proposal to a foundation, this is the class to take. It'll give you your do's and don'ts of writing all of that. And that, of course, is free. And that's going to be 10 to 11:30 on Saturday at the Waco Central Library.
Great. And then one of my personal favorite events happening this Saturday is the free community class at the Yoga Pod. The Yoga Pod is a new yoga studio in Waco and has just started offering these monthly community classes. So all skill levels are going to be invited to attend. It's BYOM, so bring your own mat. But there are mats available for rent, and it's going to be at 11 a.m. At the Yoga Pod, which is on Franklin Avenue at 5100 between Outback and Furniture Row. And then also another really good event happening this weekend is the Waco Artist Market Grand Opening. It's going to be all original artwork, and there's going to be live entertainment. It is free to attend. It's going to be downtown at Heritage Square, which is at 3rd and Austin, and it's happening from 12 to 6. So a lot of good artists are going to be there.
And on the little more serious note, Saturday is also the LGBTIA National Day of Silence. So members of Spectrum, the Central Texas Metropolitan Community Church, and the Sexual Identity Forum are going to be kind of hosting this march that will take them they're starting with a ceremony at Heritage Square downtown, and they're going to follow with a moment of silence and a walk to Dichotomy. And that's going to be at 1 to 2. And of course, that's free. And if this interests you at all, that'll be happening.
Great. And if you're looking for something to do on Saturday night, the Waco Founder Lions Club is hosting their 4th annual putt-putter tournament. me too. Most of us grew up playing putt-putt at Lions Park. And so it's actually going to cost $50 for a team. And teams of two will compete, and you get delicious food and beverages that's all donated. And all the proceeds are going to benefit the Waco Founder Lions Charities, which is a great organization. It'll start at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at Lions Park on North 42nd Street off of Bosque.
And, you know, if putt-putt's not your thing, maybe you want, but you still want to get a little activity in, there's a Selena Quintanilla celebration, which sounds incredible, and that's going to be at the Calvary Baptist Church. So they're going to start off with kind of like this Zumba class, and you're going to be working out to her music, and then they're going to have a screening of the movie, you know, anything for Selena's, and they'll have some refreshments. So it sounds like a real fun time, and that's again at the Calvary Baptist Church from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's got a cost of, I think, $5 to $7 for that.
Great. And then another fun opportunity on Saturday night, the Art Center of Waco is hosting a lot of really great art classes. And the one happening Saturday night is going to be the silver jewelry making class. It'll provide participants the opportunity to mold silver clay, fire it in a kiln, ooh, and ultimately create their own piece of jewelry, which is really good. Lisa Monroe is going to be teaching that class. It costs $100, and the time is to be determined, but sometime in the evening. So be sure to contact the Art Center of Waco to find out a little more information on that class.
Very cool. Well, that's a lot to do this weekend, but by no means is that all there is to do. We got some stuff going into the week, right, on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Monday is going to be the monthly In the Words of Women, Third Monday's Writing Circle.
Right.
So this is open to all who identify as women. They welcome writers of all ages, all styles, genre, levels. It's totally free, and you can join at any time. There's no registration required. So it's a writing process group designed to nurture writing practice, inspire creativity, cultivate community, and foster becoming personally and writerly. And so it's free to attend. It's at 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be hosted in the Central Library in the downstairs conference room.
Very cool. And then on Tuesday, continuing our look at the week, a really interesting event's going on, the State of Education in the Heart of Texas Forum. And that's being put on by the Heart of Texas P20 Council and Prosper Waco. And it's going to be a complete breakdown of education in the Heart of Texas. You know, there'll be statistics and information on the progress of local educational efforts and a pretty big keynote speaker, Jimmy Don Acock. He's a state representative and chair of Public Education Committee. And that's going to be $15. Lunch will be included. And that's at 11 to 1:30 on Tuesday at the McLennan Community College Conference Center.
Great. And if you're looking for something to do Tuesday night, the Waco Shakespeare Film Society is actually hosting a showing of Julius Caesar by the Royal Shakespeare Company. It was originally a theatrical production, but it's going to be shown as a film at the Waco Hippodrome, which is at 724 Austin. It is a free event. There's going to be some great food and a great performance. It starts at 7 p.m.
And, you know, we're in that time of the year, Allison, where people are really trying to get their green thumb going.
Absolutely.
I know I am. And so what perfect timing, because on Tuesday, the Texas Extension Education Association is having an open house. So you can go down to the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the McLennan County office at 420 North 6th Street, and you can see what they do. It's going to be some refreshments and a little bit of informational programs, and the first 25 attendees get a free plant. So
How
could you not? Exactly. And that's going to be 3 to 6 on Tuesday.
Great. And then and another meeting happening Tuesday evening is going to be the Waco Immigration Alliance, which is a great organization to be involved with. At the meeting, they're going to educate themselves about the group and different issues that are affecting immigrant communities and also prepare for the fun events they have coming up. And this is a great organization to be a part of if you yourself have experienced that kind of struggle or if you work with people who've experienced immigration struggles as well. So it's going to be free. It starts at 6 p.m. and it's going to be at 723 Austin.
And on Wednesday, taking a look at some of the events happening, there's an interesting kind of discussion. It'll be it's titled Resolving Conflict Between Mental Health Consumers and Law Enforcement. And there will be a guest panel, including Sergeant Patrick Swanton of Waco PD, Ashley Windham, MHMR supervisor of jail diversion, and Sergeant Bill Jones, who's the mental health deputy for McLennan County. And that is $10 with an additional $10 if you want to buy lunch. So just a real interesting event to go to and really learn more about kind of that interaction between mental health consumers and law enforcement. And that's going to be Wednesday at 12:15 to 1:15.
Great. And after you hit up that that workshop there, you can head over to the Replenish workshop, which is going to be hosted by the City of Waco. It's happening right after that one, so at 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the Waco Operations Center. And it's going to cater to social service workers in McLennan County. So all attendees are going to have the opportunity to network with other social service workers and also receive information about different resources available in the community and also talk a little bit about self-care and mentoring techniques. So there'll be light refreshments and door prizes, so don't miss it at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Perfect. And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, what do we got going on, Allison?
Yeah, so the Nonprofit Network is hosting a do-it-yourself social media. Okay. So we all know how important social media is for especially everybody, but especially our nonprofits right now.
Yeah.
So if you're needing help managing your organization's social media presence, but you don't have the funds or the time to do it, you can join this Nonprofit Network in April as they kind of look into the tools and resources that can help you do it yourself. So different topics will include your mission, how to post content, different management tools and analytics, and images and resources and really everything you can need to know about social media. It's a free workshop, and it's starting at 8 a.m. on Thursday until 10 at the Texas Life Annex on Washington.
Very cool. And at the Art Center of Waco, you could head down there on Thursday and learn how to do calligraphy and really just kind of expand your skills with, calligraphy brush pens. And so that sounds like a lot of fun. And participants will receive a practice booklet to take home as well as two brush pens. There is a cost. It's going to be about $42. And that starts at 6:30 to 8:30, again, at the Art Center of Waco on Thursday. Also on Thursday is a pretty interesting discussion. It's titled The Persecuted Church, a panel discussion. And the goal, what they've said, is for the panel discussion to really call for a change in the attitudes of American churches and call for a new United States policy. So if that piques your interest, that's going to be at 6:30 at the Baylor Sciences Building in room B110. And of course, that is free.
Great. And then to wrap up our Thursday, the Central Texas Artist Collective and Waco Poet Society is hosting their monthly Third Thursdays open mic. And that's, as always, at T2Go. They host the open mic night. There's going to be poetry, music, spoken word, and storytelling, and a lot more. The event is totally free and open to all ages. Signups begin at 7:15. On Thursday night, the event starts at 7:30. Again, it's at T2Go on South 7th Street.
Wonderful. A lot to do in Waco Town.
Absolutely.
Coming up. Well, Allison, thank you for swinging by, and hopefully we'll see you again.
Sure. Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.